From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Lugrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Monday, March 9th, 2026.
This Day in Maine is made possible in part by Now You're Cooking. Celebrating 26 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath. Open 7 days a week.
Maine Attorney General Aaron Fry says a bill allowing ranked choice voting to be used in gubernatorial and legislative elections violates the state's constitution. The legislature has asked the Maine Supreme Court to provide an opinion on the bill, which is designed to circumvent an advisory opinion issued by the court in 2017 that has since limited ranked choice voting to congressional contests and party primaries. Fry argues that the bill makes wordsmithing changes to Maine's ranked choice voting law that fail to fix the law's constitutional flaws. He says that the Maine Constitution states that gubernatorial and legislative candidates may win a plurality of votes, while the ranked choice system fundamentally requires a majority of more than 50%. The court will hear oral arguments on April 1st. Ranked choice voting supporters hope a favorable ruling will persuade Governor Janet Mills to sign the bill if the legislature enacts it. Maine lawmakers are considering a bill that would change the state's school funding formula based on research from the Maine Education Policy Research Institute. Maddie Smith has more.
The primary adjustment would be to take into account the percentage of economically disadvantaged students. The state's share of school funding would be increased for high-poverty school districts, and a municipality's required local share for students' education would be reduced. Biddeford School Superintendent Jeremy Ray says more than 60% of the students in his district are economically disadvantaged. Under the current funding formula, he says students are shortchanged by more than $2,000 per pupil, because local taxpayers aren't making up the difference.
In Maine, a child's opportunity is determined not just by their potential, but by their zip code, where they were born into a community with an ability to fund education at a higher level. This is a moral failure on our part as a state.
This bill would require the state to pay an additional $500 per student. At a public hearing on Monday, the bill received support from the Maine Department of Education, about a dozen school superintendents, and other educational organizations. Opponents say the proposal does not factor in the needs of older residents on fixed incomes. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
The University of Maine's Anthropology Department has identified hundreds of Wabanaki burial artifacts and the physical remains of at least 26 individuals in its collection. As Ari Snyder reports, the process of returning them to the tribes in accordance with federal law could begin next month.
The human remains and cultural artifacts were removed from multiple burial locations, mostly along the coast or near the Penobscot River, according to a notice filed this month in the Federal Register. Some of the sites are estimated to be thousands of years old. A total of more than 500 items in the university's collection include bone fragments, pigment samples, gouges, hammer stones, as well as other tools and funerary items. According to the notice, the university will begin repatriating the items to the Wabanaki tribes as soon as next month. Last year, museums and universities in Maine, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island filed similar notices under the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, but the number of items to be returned was generally far smaller than the UMaine collection. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
A private obstetrics practice in Bangor is closing. Dr. Christopher Rumsey announced on social media that he's closing Downeast OBGYN in July because of challenges recruiting physicians into private practice. Rumsey says he's now on call 24/7 after two physicians and a midwife left. He says Downeast was the last remaining private practice OBGYN in the area. He plans to join Women's Healthcare of Maine at Northern Light Eastern Maine Medical Center. And a group of investors want to replace the Cat high-speed ferry with a cruise-like service that would link Nova Scotia with Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Communication contractor Garrett Henderson says the group has revived the Scotia Prince brand that once operated out of Portland and has identified a vessel.
It mirror images the original Scorsese Prince-ship. And they did that again, all for the nostalgia, you know, to have people feel like they're back on the old girl.
Henderson says the ownership group hopes to win an agreement from the province of Nova Scotia as the current deal with the Cats operator ends this year. Henderson says there are plans to talk with officials in Portsmouth, New Hampshire next week about berthing space. A destination port in Nova Scotia has yet to be chosen. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Irish history and heritage in Maine. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.